आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्रेट उत्कर्ष ओडिशा, मेकिंग ओडिशा कॉन्क्लेव इन भुवनेश्वर दिस मॉर्निंग। इंडिया एंड चाइना रिव्यू स्टेट ऑफ बायलैटरल रिलेशंस, एग्री टू रिज्यूम कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा, direct air services between two countries and share data on trans-border rivers. Indian Railways upgrade over 23,000 kilometers track to support train speeds of up to 130 kilometers per hour. 38th National Games to kick off at Maharana Pratap Stadium in Dehradun today. And in cricket, India to take on England in the third T20 International at Rajkot this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha conclave at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar this morning. It will be Mr. Modi's second visit to Odisha this month. He attended Pravasi Bharatiya Divas celebrations on the 9th of this month at the same venue. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit being hosted by the Odisha government and is aimed at positioning Odisha as the anchor of the Purvodaya vision as well as the leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. More from our correspondent.
Odisha hopes to attract investment exceeding 5 lakh crore rupees, with job creation projected to increase also by 3.5 lakh after the two-day-long Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha conclave that is going to begin at Bhubaneswar this morning. In the past three editions of the Make in Odisha conclave, Odisha never had the Prime Minister in attendance, and it makes the upcoming conclave significantly noteworthy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will spend about 90 minutes in the conclave, is also scheduled to inaugurate the Make in Odisha exhibition that highlights achievements of the state in developing a vibrant industrial ecosystem. Odisha has geared up for a major industrial revolution as it is set to take a giant leap at the two-day mega business conclave. The conclave aims to create a strong industrial infrastructure and position Odisha among the top five economic states in the country by 2036. A large number of delegates, including diplomatic envoys, investors and industrialists, are expected to participate in the business conclave. Nearly 7,500 industry representatives have registered their names through the website of Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha 2025 event. More than 100 investment MOUs are likely to be signed at the event. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
India and China have agreed on a slew of measures during the meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism to stabilize and rebuild bilateral ties. The new understandings include the resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, restoration of direct flights between the two countries, and sharing trans-border river data, among others. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who was on a two-day visit to China, attended the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the relevant mechanism will discuss the modalities for resuming the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra as per existing agreements. The two sides also agreed to hold an early meeting of the India-China expert-level mechanism to discuss resumption of provision of hydrological data and other cooperation pertaining to trans-border rivers. They also agreed to take appropriate measures to further promote and facilitate people-to-people exchanges, including media and think tank interactions. They agreed in principle to resume direct air services between the two countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisina Middle East in Abu Dhabi today. The minister attended the 76th Republic Day celebrations hosted by the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi during his three-day bilateral visit to the UAE. Speaking on the occasion, he emphasized the growing synergy between India and the UAE during the time when global order is undergoing significant transformation.
The Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement has expanded trade and investment. Local currency trading agreements and fintech mechanisms have been a trendsetter. The BAPS Hindu Mandir has emerged as a beacon of pluralism, harmony and tolerance.
We have more from our Dubai correspondent.
Dr. S. Jayashankar highlighted the challenges of a shifting global order, calling it a time of both complexity and opportunity. He emphasized that true friendships are forged in such moments, and the India-UAE relationship is a shining example. Dr. Jayashankar assured diaspora of India's commitment to enhancing their ease of living and thanked the UAE government for its support. With 4.5 million Indian tourists visiting the UAE annually, the bond between the two nations is stronger than ever. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News from Dubai.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal began his official visit to Oman with a productive meeting with Qais bin Mohammed Al Yusuf, Oman's Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion. The discussions focused on advancing negotiations for the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, strengthening bilateral trade and investment ties, and identifying new avenues for collaboration. Mr. Goyal expressed optimism about the progress, stating that the talks would receive further momentum during the upcoming Joint Commission meeting, JCM. Mr. Goyal is on a two-day visit to Muscat for the 11th Joint Commission meeting with his Omani counterpart starting today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to U.S. President Donald Trump over phone yesterday in his first conversation since the American president assumed his office in the White House. Mr. Modi congratulated President Trump on his historic second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India and the U.S. are committed to a mutually beneficial and trusted partnership." He said both the nations will work together for the welfare of the people and towards global peace, prosperity and security. The political battle has intensified in the national capital as the poll date is coming closer. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold a roadshow in the Badarpur and Kasturba Nagar constituency today. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal will hold public meetings in Gonda and Karawal Nagar this evening. Senior AAP leader and Chief Minister of Punjab, Bhagwant Mann, will also hold a roadshow and address public meetings in various parts of the national capital. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a rally at the Patparganj Assembly seat in the evening. The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of next month. In view of this, Akashwani News brings you a special series. Today we will take a look at the Shakur Basti constituency.
Located in the North Delhi, Shakur Basti Assembly constituency is one of the hot seats in the upcoming Delhi Assembly polls. Former Delhi Minister Satendra Jain, who was recently released on bail after spending 18 months in jail over a money laundering case, is the Aam Aadmi Party's candidate from the seat. This time, the road to Delhi Assembly seems difficult for Mr. Jain as both BJP and Congress are not leaving any stone unturned to win this battle. BJP has fielded Karnail Singh while Congress has given ticket to Satish Luthra against the former Delhi Minister. Mr. Jain, who has secured three consecutive victories from the seat, defeated BJP's SC Wats in the last election. The constituency includes areas like Rani Bagh, Saraswati Vihar, Rishi Nagar, Paschim Vihar and Jwalahari Market. Poor roads, sewer problems, traffic jams, parking woes and law and order are the major issues among the residents. The political history of the seat reflects a mixed trend, with the BJP having won twice, Congress twice and AAP three times since 1993. Saqlain Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Indian Railways has achieved a significant milestone by upgrading over 23,000 track kilometers of the rail network to support train speeds of up to 130 kilometers per hour. Additionally, more than 54,000 track kilometers of roads have been upgraded to support speeds of up to 110 kilometers per hour. The Indian Railways said the systematic enhancement ensures seamless connectivity across various regions and bolsters the overall operational efficiency of the railways. In view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow, robust healthcare arrangements have been made for the devotees and pilgrims attending the Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. Our correspondent reports that the central hospital at the parade ground is fully geared up to deal with any health emergency. A report.
Prayagraj Mela Authority has set up a 100-bedded central hospital at parade ground of Mahakumbh Mela area to cater the healthcare needs of devotees. The authority has deployed healthcare professionals and set up emergency response team to address any health-related issues. Talking to Akashwani News, nodal officer of the central hospital, Dr. Gaurav Dubey, said, "In a view of Mauni Amavasya, the number of doctors and ambulances in the hospital has been increased."
From 27 tarikh se leke 30 tarikh tak lagatar hum log 24 ghante ki OPD karenge, jo abhi 12 ghante ki chalti hai. Saath hi saath emergency emergency services hain usko bhi hum 24 ghante iske sath sanchalit karenge.
A team of 80 AYUSH doctors are also providing round-the-clock medical services at 20 OPD centers. All the medical services which are being provided in these hospitals are free of cost. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Now moving on to sports news, the 38th National Games will kick off at the Maharana Pratap Stadium in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Games, which will be attended by various guests, including Union Ministers, Indian Olympic Association and national players. Our correspondent reports that all preparations are in place for the inauguration of the opening ceremony. The National Games are proposed to be held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till the 14th of next month. A total of 47 events of 35 games are to be organized during the event. Now news from the Men's Hockey India League.
On Monday, the first match of Hockey India League was played at Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match was between Delhi SC Pipers and Sarachi Royal Bengal Tigers. The Delhi SC Pipers ended the campaign winless as they fell to a 1-2 loss against Sarachi Royal Bengal Tigers. With this win, Sarachi Royal Bengal Tigers moved on the top of the points table with 18 points and Delhi Pipers are at the bottom of the points table with 5 points and they also ended the campaign in Hockey India League. The second match of the day is JSW Surma Hockey Club defeated the Vedanta Lancers by a margin of 5-3 in a thrilling and high-scoring match. With this win, Surma Hockey Club moved third in the points table with 17 points and kept their hope alive for semi-finals. And Kalinga Lancers are at 6th place with 12 points. Today in Hockey India League, Team Gonasika will play against Hyderabad Tufans at 8:15 p.m. in Birsa Munda Stadium, Rourkela. Manoj Yadav, Akashvani News.
In men's cricket, India will take on England in the 30-20 international match at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side are leading the five-match series 2-0. In the series opener, the men in blue crushed England by 7 wickets at Kolkata. In the Under-19 Women's World Cup cricket, defending champions India will take on Scotland in their final match of the Super 6 stage at the Bayomis Oval in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The match will begin at 12 p.m. IST. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana today. The weather agency has also predicted dense fog conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Odisha, Bihar and Gangetic West Bengal in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, no significant changes are expected in minimum temperatures over most parts of the country during the next 24 hours. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Uttarakhand adopts uniform civil code, launches portal, headlines The Hindu. Uttarakhand UCC protects women in live-in ties, headlines The Tribune. The papers add that Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami officially rolled out the uniform civil code for all residents of the state. Thaw in India, China chill, direct flights, Mansarovar Yatra and easing of visas, headlines The Indian Express. India, China will resume pilgrimage, direct flights, headlines The Hindustan Times. Pioneer headlines with a regret, Kejriwal guarantees Delhi. The paper adds that admitting his government could not fulfill 3 guarantees that he had promised in 2020. And finally, the Indian Express has a story on its front page. Tamil Nadu meets Jharkhand meets Tripura in PM's Vadnagar school. The paper adds that Rohit, Atul and Suvardhana are among a batch of 20 students recently spent a week at Prerna, where they were a part of an experimental program under the center's national education policy, where they stay on the campus and learn to live with others from different cultures and sample different cuisines. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Utkarsh Odisha, Make in Odisha conclave in Bhubaneswar this morning. India and China review state of bilateral relations, agree to resume Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, direct air services between two countries and share data on transborder rivers. Indian Railways upgrade over 23,000 kilometers track to support train speeds of up to 130 kilometers per hour. 38th National Games to kick off at the Maharana Pratap Stadium in Dehradun today. And in cricket, India to take on England in the third T20 International at Rajkot this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.